This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. A fierce tornado blasted through Little Rock, Arkansas and neighboring towns on Friday, killing at least two people and injuring dozens as it damaged buildings, cars, trees and power lines. Hours later, another tornado or extreme burst of wind was believed to have ripped open the roof of an auditorium in northern Illinois, causing a ceiling collapse while a rock band was performing on stage. One person died in the accident in Belvidere, Illinois. 28 others were rushed to area hospitals, five of them with serious injuries. The local fire chief said about 260 people were attending the concert at the city's Apollo Theater, which featured a trio of heavy metal bands. More information is emerging about the indictment faced by former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Two people familiar with the indictment handed down against the former president by New York grand jury told the Associated Press that Donald Trump is facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense. The indictment against him remained sealed, but details were confirmed by people who requested anonymity. Meanwhile, a letter from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to three Republican House committee chairs urges them to refrain from inflammatory accusations, withdraw demands for information, and let the process proceed without unlawful political interference. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris was visiting Zambia on Friday. She urged Zambia's bilateral creditors to expedite the restructuring of its debts.
We are continuing to reiterate our call for all bilateral official creditors to provide meaningful debt reduction to Zambia.
Zambia has been looking to restructure its debt since becoming the first African country to default on its debt during the COVID-19 pandemic in late 2020. VOA News. Hong Kong on Saturday rejected findings in a new U.S. government report that said U.S. interests had been threatened and that Beijing continued to undermine the rule of law and freedoms in the territory under a national security crackdown. China imposed a national security law on Hong Kong in June of 2020 without any local legislative or consultative process, outlawing crimes such as subversion with possible life imprisonment. Chinese authorities say the law restored order after protracted pro-democracy protests in 2019. They called for full democracy. The city's tougher security regimen now mirrors that of mainland China. Thousands of people rallied across the country as part of a Transgender Day of Visibility in support of the rights of transgender people and their resilience amid what many denounced as an increasingly hostile environment in the United States. Supporters on Friday converged on state houses nationwide. Penelope Torres spoke to a reporter in Washington, D.C.
And even though that we're trying to get, there's a lot of people that's trying to legislate our existence away, we are here, we are represented, we are supported, and we deserve rights just like any other American does.
Celebrations took place at venues as far away as Mexico City and the Portuguese capital of Lisbon. They were marking a day of international unity that was first proclaimed more than a decade ago. The rallies in the United States come as Republican lawmakers across the U.S. have pursued hundreds of proposals this year to push back on rights, including banning transgender girls from girls' sports and restricting gender-affirming care for minors. Migrants demanded justice on Friday for the at least 40 migrants killed in a blaze in a migrant detention center in the northern Mexican border city of Ciudad Juarez. Demonstrators marched through the streets with banners as they called on the Mexican government to implement migration policies that guarantee human rights. During the protest, participants intercepted the vehicle carrying Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who visited the city on Friday afternoon. 40 migrants from Central and South America died after a fire broke out late on Monday at a migrant detention center, apparently caused by a protest over deportations. Israeli police say a man detained near the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem on Saturday grabbed an officer's gun and fired it, prompting the unit to shoot him to death. A police statement called the incident a terrorist attack. The incident came at a high point of Muslim attendance for the holy month of Ramadan. The police statement identified the man as a 26-year-old resident of Hora, a Bedouin town in South Israel. It said there were no police casualties. From Washington, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.
We'll be right back.